We go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline now to talk with Jim Miller, former NFL quarterback, and he's an outstanding analyst for Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's been with us before. Jim, I want to talk about the quarterback situation with the Browns because beginning tomorrow, the OTAs, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the discussion leading up to this over these past couple of weeks has been about the intensified thoughts of quarterback competition here, that it's Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell primarily fighting it out for a starting job and that nothing's being handed to Whedon. And probably the point of demarcation, even though they've already had a voluntary minicamp, but the point of demarcation for a competition would start now through these offseason OTAs, these workouts, where there'd be more sharing of or split duties of working with the starters.
Well, I definitely think Cleveland has a healthy situation at quarterback because, you know, I've been in three-way battles where it doesn't work in terms of the distribution of the repetitions when you're competing to be a starter. So they've got two guys there in Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, and I personally believe Jason Campbell was given assurances for him to sign in Cleveland that he would have every opportunity to win that starting job. And I know that personally because I talked to Jason Campbell last year with the Chicago Bears. Everybody knows I do a lot of Bears work. And yep. He said, hey, you know, last year was just basically a sit back year to try and position himself to be a starter in the National Football League again. And I think Cleveland extended that opportunity to Jason Campbell. So it's very healthy. I think it's a good situation for Cleveland because even during training camp, they can take it all the way up to probably the last preseason game, just having two guys there competing to be a starter to really make these guys prove themselves up until the last minute to name a starter. So I think it's a good situation to have, and I think both quarterbacks have been given assurances that they will compete up till the very end.
What about Campbell, besides the fact that he has those 71 career starts going for him, what else in his game do you think, Jim, that he can bring to the table that would allow him to possibly have the edge in this battle?
Well, I think you mentioned there, one is experience, his leadership. He's been in a lot of different systems in his tenure in the National Football League, whether it's in Washington, out there for the Oakland Raiders, and even his time spent for Chicago. I think he's been in like seven or eight different offenses, even though he's still considered, in my opinion, a pretty young quarterback. Just when you look at his age. But I think, you know, when you look at North Turner's offense, it's a deep play-action style offense. He goes down the field where he's pass protection conscious and lets the quarterback really take advantage of his big arm. My only complaint about Jason Campbell is he has the big arm to do it, but I question his accuracy. His ball placement is not always in the best spot. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're throwing a go route where a cornerback and a receiver are running together stride for stride, you know, sometimes you got to back shoulder that receiver or you lay it really far out ahead of the receiver or just put the ball in a position where your receiver has the best chance to come down with the football. And I think that is what Jason Campbell struggles with. His intermediate passing game is fantastic. His short game and his intermediate game is awesome. But I question the ball placement down the field in deep play action offenses.
And is that something you look at North Turner being the quarterback doctor and in his role as offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, as a guy just known for his ability to fix the problems of quarterbacks, enhance their skills, are the kinds of things you're describing with Campbell, are those things that can be ironed out with Turner's influence in coaching, and let's throw Rob Chudzinski into this conversation as well, through this offseason and training camp?
Well, yeah, I think you can clear it up. One, you got to work on it. There's no doubt about that. He's got to work on just, you know, when they talk things out, when they're reviewing, say, a practice or a game film and say, hey, that ball's better suited to be back shoulder. This ball placement is better to be out in front. And also, North Turner can correct it through play calls. You can clear up a lot of reads on a defense just by the offensive alignment alone, knowing what you're going to get in terms of the alignment from a defense. So he can clear it up to really make it evident where the one-on-one situations are to make Jason Campbell or Brandon Whedon feel more comfortable unloading a ball down the field. So it's definitely something that can be worked on. It can be corrected. and you can increase your accuracy down the field.
Jim Miller, former NFL quarterback and an analyst now for SiriusXM NFL Radio, does some broadcast work for the Chicago Bears as well. Very familiar with all things quarterbacking in the National Football League, and I know you've paid close attention to Brandon Whedon through his rookie year last year. You got a lot of thoughts on him. Let's start, Jim, with what you saw of Whedon in 2012 and what you need to see for him to make strides in 2013.
Well, I think we know. He comes into the NFL very mature at 28. I don't think anybody questions that about his age, but he's still a rookie. You know, he was still a rookie last year for Cleveland. He is a big, strong-arm quarterback. And it's almost like Cleveland wanted to go in the opposite direction because, granted, Colt McCoy, who is inferior athletically, you know, here Brandon Whedon's the ultra-opposite, comes with the big arm and all those type of things. But I wouldn't necessarily say that he's a good fit or was a good fit in Pat Shurmur's West Coast offense. And what I mean by that is, you know, just the footwork that's involved, the rhythm and timing of passing is much different than when Brandon Whedon came out of Oklahoma State. And now when you look at his you know, offense that he's going to be running under North Turner, I think it's a perfect fit because I think both Rob Chudzinski and North Turner, who are basically disciples of one another, they love the big-arm guys. And I think Whedon is an accurate down-the-field thrower who comes with a very strong arm, and he'll feel more comfortable in an offense he's better suited for to take advantage of his skills.
What are some of the things mechanically that Norv Turner can do with him? As far as I know, you talked about play calling being a very helpful thing with all quarterbacks in response to the question about Campbell. But when it comes to Whedon, who is obviously far less accomplished, has far less experience, and seems to still be in that molding area where you can get finer points of his game sorted out. Now, where are the places that you could envision Turner, and knowing what you do of him, that he can address?
Well, I always go back to imagine Troy Aikman down there in Dallas when North Turner was calling plays. I mean, his feet were like pistons, man. I mean, he had great footwork when he was throwing a bang eight, and for anybody out there, that's a skinny post. And Troy Aikman's footwork was just phenomenal in how he planted off that back step and delivered a strike to Michael Irvin on, say, a skinny post route like that. So I think footwork is always something you can work on with a quarterback because that's going to increase accuracy. And then understanding what you're seeing from a defense and understanding how to attack it. And with that, with the understanding, comes great confidence. And with confidence, because you trust what you see, you're going to be accurate and you're going to play with a lot of confidence. So I still think that's where Brandon Whedon is. He's got to play with more confidence. I don't think last year he always trusted what he was seeing. That's why at times he was an inaccurate thrower, and you really couldn't, digest what a good arm and good accuracy he did have coming out of college, just because it didn't display itself. You know, he just was uneasy and uncomfortable about what he was seeing. So I definitely think North Turner will clean up those two areas of his game.
And does the fact that he's going to, in Turner's offense, spend more time in shotgun formation, which was obviously something we saw, more than 70% of the time, I think, with the Chargers and Phillip Rivers, and Whedon talked about this too, just immediately falling in love with the fact that he was in shotgun a lot during voluntary workouts, and we presume, you know, that'll continue to be the case through these OTAs and so forth. Do you see that having an influence in helping his ability to improve, and how would it impact him?
Yeah, because I've always believed this, that when you're in shotgun, it allows you to survey the defense a lot better. Here you're already 5 yards back. You get the football in your hands from a shotgun snap before the defensive line even gets a step off the football, and you're already 5 yards deep. And plus, it's when you look at the shotgun, he ran quite a bit of it at Oklahoma State, so he feels very comfortable in shotgun to begin with. And again, that's going to increase his confidence and things like that when you look at Brandon Whedon. So it's a good fit. I think like anything else, you try to accentuate a player's positives and de-emphasize their weaknesses, and that's what Norv Turner has a history of doing throughout his play-calling career.
One of the other things Brandon mentioned that I wanted to share with you from the perspective of you having played the quarterback position and been around quarterbacks when you were in New England, a guy named Tom Brady there, you know about leadership and command and how important that is. One of the things Whedon didn't have going for him, and admitted after the offseason, one of the offseason workout practices, the voluntary practice, that he didn't feel he was accomplished enough, obviously as a rookie coming in, to have the authority to be more of a proactive leader. That guys like Joe Thomas, six Pro Bowls being around him, why would they listen to him? That sort of thing. And he feels now he could be more assertive and proactive. Does that come around, or I mean, do you either have that or you don't, or can you develop that? And what he's talking about, can you actually make progress in the leadership area?
Yeah, I definitely think it's an area you could develop and grow in as a player. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, it has to be earned. You know, bottom line is your teammates want to see a guy who's tough, who can come in and lead, like you said. But in order to earn that, you have to go through it. And I also think it comes with, again, Brandon Weeden not feeling comfortable in the offense. You know, you can't really talk with authority or command unless you know every nuance of the offense yourself, because these guys are there to follow you. They want you to be the leader in the huddle. And by default, the quarterback position is the leader. But unless you've got command of the whole playbook, it's going to be very hard for guys to follow you. You really have to really display that swagger every day, inform guys about what their assignment is. You've got to be just as knowledgeable about what their job is and about what your job is. And so I just think it's more knowledge for him to gain more experience. He should learn every nuance of North Turner's offense, and then he can talk with the authority and leadership, because that would command respect, because players are going to know where he's coming from, and he knows everybody's assignment in order to execute a play to get it done to the fullest potential of that play.
Nothing helps a quarterback's confidence more, too, than having people that he trusts catching the football. So Josh Gordon in year two, the progress that we think he can make. You look at Greg Little now in year three, how much he should be advancing in his career. And then you look at the addition that the Browns made in a draft trade with Miami, bringing in Devon Bess to be that experienced slot receiver they need. Do you like what you're seeing among the Browns pass catchers right now?
I really like him, and I've said this numerous times, Vic, that I think Josh Gordon was a steal of a supplemental draft pick. Some will say that's too high, but if you listen to anybody about those receivers down at Baylor, and everybody knows Kendall Wright got drafted first round by Tennessee last year, and you look at Josh Gordon, who goes in the supplemental draft pick, and now Terrence Williams, who gets drafted this year by the Dallas Cowboys, it was between Terrence Williams and Josh Gordon, who a lot of people perceive to be the best player out of all of them. There are some people that suggested he should have went, he would have been rated higher this draft, Josh Gordon, than, say, the kid who got drafted by Jacksonville a year ago. I mean, in the first round. So
yeah, Justin Blackman.
I think Justin Blackman, everybody rated him higher than Justin Blackman. So I think Josh Gordon has buku talent. I think it's, again, he's very young, just like all those other receivers. Even Greg Little, he needs to take the next step when you look at Greg Little. Too many dropsies in terms of his pass-catching ability. But I do like him as a big-bodied, physical receiver as well. He's what we call a coverage dictator, just due to his size at the X receiver position. Now you factor in Devon Bess. You got two trees on the outside in Gordon and Little, and now you got the little guy working the slot in Devon Bess, who I think is very underrated. It's been a quarterback problems down there in Miami. Granted, it was a rookie last year in Ryan Tannehill, but there was no consistency at the quarterback spot. So now you've got a good trio of receivers, and factor in the tight end in Cameron, and I think, you know, they're young, they're talented, but yet they've got to grow, and they've got to grow together now in a new system that they're learning there in Cleveland. But I like the skill position players of the Browns, not to mention the running back, who wasn't a bad pick a year ago either. So that is a good set of skill position players who are young and will continue to improve moving forward.
Jim, love the insights and knowledge. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
All right, thank you, Vic.
He is Jim Miller, and he joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.